President Bush meets today at the White House with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. It's Musharraf's first visit to Washington since he took power in a 1999 military coup. At the time, the United States was critical of the coup, but following the events of September 11th, American relations with Pakistan have improved greatly. President Musharraf has become a vital ally in the campaign against terrorism, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Coalition Against Terrorism has revived an alliance that had fallen into disrepair. Pakistan supported the U.S. during the Cold War, but felt it received little in return. It was embittered by the experience and the later imposition of U.S. sanctions because of Pakistan's nuclear tests and other issues. Nonetheless, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf made the politically risky decision to side with the U.S. in the campaign against terrorism. U.S. officials say Pakistan's assistance has been vital to the military operation in Afghanistan, and more recently, in efforts to free Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, who was kidnapped in Pakistan. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says Pearl's situation undoubtedly will be discussed in today's meeting.
The cooperation of the Pakistani government and security forces has been very strong and very helpful. The president hopes that this matter will be resolved.
Fleischer says other issues on the agenda are the larger war on terrorism, improved military cooperation, education reform in Pakistan, and the country's need for economic assistance. Pakistan received significant help in that area from the U.S. last fall. Washington lifted most sanctions and provided vital debt relief. Musharraf now is seeking a longer-term commitment from the U.S. to help realize his vision for Pakistan. He described that vision in an address later yesterday here in Washington.
It is Pakistan I see as a liberal, tolerant, progressive, dynamic, and a strong Islamic state. When I say Islamic, I certainly do not imply a theocratic state. Theocracy has no place in governance in Islam.
To achieve his vision, Musharraf said, Pakistan needs to be stable domestically and it must focus on a national development strategy. Pakistan is impoverished, it has a literacy rate of only about 40%, and it is crippled by foreign debt. Musharraf knows that to hold back the tide of Islamic fundamentalism in Pakistan, he must improve the lives of the Pakistani people. Stephen Cohen is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says Pakistan wants U.S. help in rebuilding civilian institutions damaged by years of corruption and dictatorship.
This is, I think, one of Pakistan's major needs. I was in Pakistan a few weeks ago, and many Pakistanis pointed out that regardless of the military relationship we might have with Pakistan, they desperately need to reconstruct their universities, their educational system, their taxation system, and they're looking for help and assistance along those lines. And I think the money might be in the pipeline for some of these activities.
Yesterday, Musharraf said that making peace with India is important to the goal of economic development. A senior administration official says tensions between the two neighbors have eased in recent weeks, but both still have troops poised on their common border. Musharraf says India and Pakistan will need help in mediating their primary dispute over Kashmir. But Musharraf said he did not come to Washington expecting to find a solution. A senior administration official says the U.S. would be willing to help, but only if both countries asked for assistance. So far, that hasn't happened. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.